Hey, what's up, my peep? There you go, your boy JT on the line. And you know who I got with my co-host. Holla at him, man.
Hold up. Hold up. It's your boy, Jose.
Y'all got it. We live on this thing. The Kings are sitting at the table, and we want to chit-chat for a minute. We got some things we want to get off our chest. Remember, we just saying these things because this is how we feel. Now, you can always click that button to get off, but while you're here, holla at us. Holla back at us, man. And let me kick this first one off. Listen, women. I told you we were going to talk about you. I told you we were coming for you. And, yep, I'm coming at you right now. Because I believe you're putting too much pressure on your man. Yeah, that's what I said. You're putting too much pressure on your man. Because you got this.
Some of them,
what?
Some of them are like, what you mean we put too much pressure on your man? What you mean by that?
You know they know. They know exactly what we mean. Because, see, they sit up there and try to get these men to act a certain way or be a certain something in their mind, this dream that they dream and vision that this perfect man would be, and they ain't even perfect themselves. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they sit up here and they say, oh, you know, especially the young girls, 25, getting into their 30, oh, I want a man that got himself together. I want a man that's able to do this. I want a man that's gonna provide, a man with a good job. That, and there's nothing wrong with all that. But what you bringing to the table? What you bringing to the table? You ain't bringing nothing but your looks and your thoughts. Just because you find a day, baby, that all going to come down one day. Unless you're going to stay in the workout or pay a lot of money to get it fixed, you ain't going to be as sexy as you were when you were 21. Maybe it's a few of you might carry it through the rest of your life, but some of y'all body going to start dropping, things going to happen. You ain't going to be as cute as you are. But you expect that man to stay with you.
Hold on. Let me go on the defense for the women. Hold on. You know, y'all queens. I call y'all queens because all of y'all are queens. But my defense to the women is this. You ladies have some standard.
Yeah.
You guys, sometimes you put a little bit too high. But, you know, I understand what you mean. You put standards. I want a guy with a job. I want a guy with 401k. I want a guy with a house. I want a guy with all these bells and whistles.
Wait, hold. I got to stop you right there. But see, here's what my problem is. How does she get the right to make these standards? Why he can't have some standards? Why he can't put his stuff out? What makes her, what makes women think that men need to always cater up to them? Why ain't they catering up to the man then? Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there.
I understand. But at the same time, on the defense with the fellas, with the kings, I got you back too, man. And you know we got standards too. You know we want a queen with a job, if not a house, at least an apartment.
Wait. You know. Wait. Hold up. Now you talking about once you hit your level of maturity? Because in our 20s, we didn't care what they had, as long as they were built like, you know, brick house and can do some bells and whistles. That's all we really wanted. And we wanted one without no kids. Let's keep it real now. You're talking about down the road now. Come on now. Stay with us now. Keep it real with us.
Hey, back in the day, it didn't matter they had anything. But now women and men are trying to realize that actually, hey, I want somebody to have something going on in their life.
True.
Because now sometimes some people are even checking their credit reports. What? I'm like, woo! I would have been like, you can't jump over here. Can't jump over here.
But let me ask you something, though. And I know we said this in the other podcast about maturity level. You know, everybody knows that man matured at a certain age and women mature at other. Well, at least that's what they say, you know, those that had research on this and did studies on men's maturity versus women. But I believe across the board, there's a time when each of them decided that, you know what, this is what I feel I need to complete me. And I can say, just as well as I'm saying a man gets in his 30s, he's come to that. Women get in their mid-20s, they get to that. I believe even then, you got women that still and men that are undecisive on what they truly want because they're basing it off in previous relationship or what they have read on TV read in a book or heard on TV. I don't think they really know exactly what they want until they get into a relationship that presents something that they haven't been accustomed to, like something new. Like, for example, if you always been talked down as a woman, a man was talking down to you, making you feel less than what you are, then you got somebody come up there and appreciate everything you stand on, then you're going to say to the next guy after those two, you're going to say, man, I'm looking for a guy that's somewhere in the middle. So you're going to go through the trial and error. But these women, some women, I'm trying to work right. Some women come out the bat and they be around some of these older women who've been through some storms, tell them, hey, you need to get a man with perfect credit. You need this, this. That man can have all the things that you ask for and give you nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes, but the problem is sometimes, like I say, queens, now queens, I'm talking to y'all ladies. I say queens, they got some jacked up situations. Either it's the attitudes,
right?
Either they can't cook,
right?
Either they don't want to clean,
right?
Or they got, or, you know, laundry issues that you guys don't want
to
do.
Oh, you being nice so, today. You being real nice.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm trying to carry this boat now.
Uh-huh.
So what? Most of y'all want to say, but I want my hair done. I want my nails done.
Yeah.
I want my lashes done. I want my toes done.
Yeah.
I need an outfit for the weekend.
Right, right.
But what are you putting to the table? Because just your body alone is not working.
Well, that's what
only
they believe.
Going to get you so far.
But that's what they believe.
But it's only going to get you so far. But because I tell you this, if a woman has a car, she already has an advantage. She don't really need a man to move around.
Right.
Right or wrong.
Right, right.
If a woman has a job, she don't really need to depend on the man because she already has a job. So she has her own money coming in.
Right.
So her mindset's already in a different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes what man's trying to do is like, okay, she don't got a job, she gotta rely on me, so I gotta tell her what to do.
True.
She won't have to do it because not I'ma cut the check. I ain't giving her no more money.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna give her money to go fix her hair or her nails and stuff like that. I'm not gonna give her that money for the outfit that she needs.
Wow.
So you know, but so that's what we looked at, and this is coming from way back in the day when I was younger, mm-hmm. you know.
But wait a minute. But see, hold up. You said something when you talk about the nails, and it just dropped my mind. You know, older guys capitalize on younger girls who are into that type of image because that's their false sense of somebody appreciate me or somebody cares for me because they want me to look good. And then that ideology that they have ends up being what they begin to carry the rest of their life. They're always looking for older guys, or they're always looking for someone that has a hand-me-out. And I'm not putting y'all women down. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I'm calling a spade a spade. And some of these women never graduate from that stuff and said, I want my own. They keep looking for these ballers. They're looking for these ones that have money that so they don't have to go out
hold
and
up,
hit this 9-to-5.
Hold up. Sugar daddy.
That's it. Yeah. They're looking for it. That's what, but they look for it. But then they forget that it's a price that comes with that. Because you may have to be that second person, that third person in the list, because all they're doing is giving you money and you giving them honey. That's all you want. That's all they give. So you're going to have to do.
And you already know these queens got more than one man.
What?
One is paying the phone bill.
See,
one is paying the car note.
See.
One is paying the rent. One is paying for the lashes.
Watch out.
See,
you're supposed to be helping the queen out. You done put them on Front Street.
I'm just being real, man. I'm carrying this boat. I'm carrying this boat. Trust me. Lay on this boat and I'm telling you what I'm going to take you to.
But wait a minute though. But real talk though. And they have these others. But then when a man is doing the same thing, we got a problem with that. Oh, he's a this, he's a that. But you do the same. And I just don't understand. If you're going to play the game for real. Let both sides play the game. Be up front. Hey, this is what it is. But see, we started off talking about these women who's putting these great expectations on these men to perform at a certain standard that they may or may not be knowledgeable of. There's no training for that as well. You're not sitting up there and coaching them saying, hey, this is that. Because believe it or not, when you meet these guys, that dialogue that you have and is trying to see how much money he has, what he can do, whatever, you're not sitting up there and trying to get into it. Now, when you do get to that, is when these women that already got their self together, they already got their job, they got their career together, they're looking for somebody to complete them in a way that they're trying to bring more to the pot than what they had. These them real, I talk about these, my real queen, my one, let's go get it queens. Them one to say, hey, I don't mind being down with you like 4 flat tires, but you got to show me that you down for me the same way. That, hey, baby, yours is mine. Let's make this do what it do. That's what I'm talking about. That's the mature woman that say, you know what? I waited all my life to get to this place, and now I'm ready to receive a man that ain't perfect, but a man that's willing to change or to adapt to the style that I am, and I'm ready to adapt to his. We're going to do it even, Steven. We're going to make this happen. See, that's the kind of queens that we're talking talking about that happens when you get to a certain level. Now, there's a personality for everybody, right? Go ahead. Go. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Hit it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Like I tell you like this, I see sometimes when I'm driving around, I see a woman and I see a man in the same bus stop. I say, man, that's a king and a queen there.
Yeah.
Not because they in the bus stop, but because they together and they're struggling together to get into the next level.
Wow.
You know, you're coming from a bus stop, getting in the bus to getting in a little hoopty. Mm-hmm. Both together, then you say, okay, now we could go ahead from the hoopty, we'll drop into the little nicer car, to a Lexus or Toyota or a Hyundai, you know what I mean? That's gonna now you guys are building something, but you guys building from the ground to the top.
But you appreciate that. You appreciate the hustle, right? And then you know when they get it together, you know, we can probably say there's a percentage when both of y'all start coming up, one gets a big head and leave. I know that does happen. But most of the time, if you on the grind at the beginning together, you appreciate the steps that you make, y'all going to keep on going. You'll keep excelling because you realize that you can trust in the other person. When I was down, you were down. When I was up, you were up. You know, we was in the struggle together. And that's a great thing. You know, and that's not for you women. That this conversation is not for you women. That like for the others that are sitting there still putting expectations out there when themselves don't even know what to expect from it. They don't even know what they have. You know, what that girl Alicia Keys said, "Woman's worth" or something like that.
Right,
it takes a while for a woman truly to understand how powerful she is as a woman. You know, how powerful she is. And I'm not talking about what she can do with her body and stuff. I'm talking about her own self, getting up in the morning, getting her own grind on, making it happen for her. So my kudos go out to all you women that are out there on that grind, making it do what it do. And if you had a man that dropped the ball, you picked up the place, you sit up there and you told him how to get to the next level. You showed him how to love through the process. You showed him how to get it in. See, that's the kind of women I'm talking about. I salute you because, see, you ain't worrying about a man doing nothing. You said, I could do it myself. But if one come by, now that's the part. But if one come by that fits the picture, I ain't got no problem riding with him. See, we love that.
Right.
But I'm talking about us sisters that's sitting up there and they letting somebody come up here and start speaking crazy into their head and tell them, you need a man that could do this and that and that and this and this. And when the real truth is, she don't even know what she want a man to be. Right now, all she's seeking for someone to care about her, to love on her, and show her how to look at life through different lens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we trying to talk about. So go ahead, man. Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I rolled off a minute.
it's all right. So, especially you, y'all queens out there got these homegirls all in your ear. Look at where they at, because sometimes these your homegirls, your circle, sometimes don't want you to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, what?
They don't want you to be happy because they ain't happy.
Man,
so why
say
would
it.
They? So just be careful around who you talk about your relationship.
Hey,
because everybody's on your team, it means they playing with you.
Hey,
know what
now,
I'm saying?
I'm gonna be real with you, cause see, sometimes I used to be down just to get with your friend. I'm just saying, back in the day, I used to take every avenue that came to my way so that I could do that, you know, because it was a game to me. You know, I thought she understood the game and I thought we were cool. So when she introduced me to somebody, I get that eye, she get that eye, we down like four flat, let's get this on. But anyway, we ain't going to go ahead. That's another day for another story. Women, listen, be real with yourself. Identify who you are. Establish who you are. Establish what you personally want and feel that you need in your life. And when that man comes and fits that bill, understand he's not perfect. He may fit this part of the bill, but it might be a lot of other things that you're going to have to teach and train him, or he's going to teach and train you to develop him or develop you or develop the relationship so y'all can come together and make this thing work. I believe it's a person out there for everybody. But you can't sit up here and be holding everybody accountable. Here, take this note out for what your last boyfriend did or your last man failed at. This guy should get a fair chance. And I tell you this, another thing I'm going to add to this. You women, before y'all start getting into a relationship, have those conversations and make sure you have got rid of all the damaged bags that were brought up with your ex before you try to bring it into this new guy relationship. Because it's not fair for him to have to deal with your baggage of the past and try to get past that stuff so he can really get to the real you. I'm just saying. Jose, you got anything you need to say to these peeps?
Yes. To the queens.
Here we go.
Hey, just because you guys are making more than your husband or your boyfriend doesn't mean you need to put them down.
Wow.
Because sometimes us as men, you know, we kind of feel a little threatened sometimes because our wives or our girlfriends are making a little bit more money than us.
Yeah.
But don't try to put that over our heads. Well, I'm paying all the bills.
I'm paying this. And I say, what you paying? What your little Burger King job or your little I'm not saying, hey, it's fine. You have a Burger King or McDonald's job. I'm not putting nobody down.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, don't put your man down because he's making less than you.
Wait a minute. Okay? Let me just add to that. Don't put your man down, period. Your woman down. This is your queen, as he said. This is your queen. Love your queen. She's the most beautiful specimen created just for you. Honor that. And women, look at your king just like that. This is king's table. That's we're talking about. We at the table talking about loving on your man, teaching your man to be a better man. Treat your man to be your man, or train your man, or develop your man to be the man that you need him to be. And he'll do the same for you. But you got to give him the opportunity to learn who you are. Be willing to teach him. And start holding accountable. And one thing y'all do, and we ain't even gonna start talking about, you know, putting us down. Because as soon as you get mad, you bring up that ugly stuff, and then there you got those problems. But that's for another conversation. Listen here, this is JT. JT. And my boy Jose, do it, Jose. Let him know.
Hold up. You already know. It's your boy.
Hey, we out of here. Peace.